And Christmas has passed, but I still have a Christmas story today, too. So Mona and Hilda had finally gotten the word from Mom that today was the day they could open up their savings boxes. All year long, they had taken and said, you know, if they were thought, I think I'd like to buy some penny candy. But they thought, no, I've got my savings box. So they would put their money, their pennies, in those little boxes and things. And finally the day came when Mom said that it was okay for them to open their boxes. It was about a week before Christmas. And so they sat down, and Mona, she opened up hers, and she got all the money out, and she came, oh, there's lots of quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies and even a half dollar. And she counted it all up. It was $2.58. Which, of course, I tell a lot of stories that happened a long time ago. So it went a little farther back then, $2.58. So that was Mona. Now, Hilda, hers was a little harder to get into. She had to go get a butter knife and get everything out of there. And she had lots of dimes and nickels and quarters and pennies, and she had two half dollars. And when she counted hers up, she had $3.28. And they thought, Oh, boy. Oh, they started to think of all the things they wanted to buy. Mona, she decided what she wanted most of all was a dress, but she didn't know exactly what she could get with just that amount, $2.51. And Hilda, she thought about what she wanted most, and she had seen a purse that had multiple pockets inside and a mirror, and she thought maybe that's what she wanted the most. But they kept going and thinking, and they thought, oh boy, we thought we had a lot of money, but this isn't gonna go very far. They just kept, and they thought, well, you know, maybe the problem is we're just thinking about ourselves. Let's see, what if we thought about others? And so then they said, well, let's make lists of what we might get Mom and Grandma, if we could get them something. And so Hilda, she started writing a long list, and Mona, she wrote down a couple of things, and then she stopped, and she started to think, and she says, oh, I know what we could do. Remember how Mom wished that Grandma could come for Christmas? But Mom doesn't have enough money to send Grandma the bus fare. And Grandma would love to come and stay for a visit, but Grandma doesn't have enough for the bus fare. What if we put our money together and got Grandma a ticket so we could surprise Mom with her coming for Christmas? And they decided that, yes, that was the best idea of all. So they wrote a little letter. Dear Grandma, we would love to have you come next week and stay with us for Christmas. Enclosed is the bus fare for you to come and see us. Love, Mona and Hilda. And then they went to the post office and they got a money order for $5, which was the bus fare for Grandma to come. But they didn't tell their mom what they were doing. And so as the week went on, they would be together, and every time they heard a sound, or they thought maybe they heard the gate creak, is it now, is Grandma here? But they would start to laugh sometimes. Have you ever had a secret with a friend or a sibling, and you look at each other and you laugh because it's your little secret between you two? And Mom would see them doing that. She thought, well, they do this all the time, but she just kept thinking, there's something different going on. I wonder what's going on. Well, finally, the day came when there was a knock on the door that sounded different. And Mom called, Mona, Hilda, could one of you go get the door? And they said, oh, Mama, we can't. We think you should go get the door. And Mom, she was in the middle of something, and she wasn't very happy at first because, those girls, they're going to get in trouble for not coming to the door. And she, you know, wiped her hands on her apron, and she went to the door, opening the door thinking that maybe it was just the baker or the mailman stopping by or the milkman or somebody. And she opened the door, and there was her mom with her trunk looking like she's coming to stay for a while. And she said, Mom, how did you get here? And Grandma looked at her and she said, you didn't know? And she said, no, I didn't know. And so then the girls came and they told Mom and Grandma the whole story of how they were able to pull off this surprise and get Grandma there for Christmas. Well, Grandma, after she sat down and she was starting to go through her things, and she opened up her suitcase, and out of her suitcase, she pulled a dress And she pulled a little handbag and she said, Mona, I have been working on making this dress for you. And Hilda, this beaded purse, I've been working and making it for you. And the girls, their mouths just dropped open. Because those were the kinds of things that both of them had been wanting to do with their own money. So they told Grandma all about it. And Grandma told them about this verse in the Bible that she was sure that God had fulfilled for them. In Proverbs 19, verse 17, it says, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed.